my sarcasm is gluten-free.
Adam. For the love of Riley, I mean Ranger.
Ray. It's a bomb!
Victory. A true Dino Charge Ranger never lets go of his shovel.
Jay, where's my autograph book? Ha!
Hey Ranger fans, this is Jay Cupwater 03 from MorphinLegacy.com. Welcome to a special edition of The Grid, a Stronger Than Before edition. We got two legendary Power Rangers here on our show tonight, as well as a special guest from Ranger Stop to tell us a little bit about the con that we don't know yet. But first, let me introduce my co-hosts. Up first is, he's the master of the Legacy databases and vice president at MorphinLegacy.com. Hey Ray.
Hey.
Hey, how excited are you?
I'm revved up and ready to rock.
Awesome. Up next is the boss man over at For the Love of Rangers on Tumblr and Facebook. Hey, Adam.
Hi. How's it going?
Oh, you know, the usual. And last but not...
I guess that's just under- ready to howl.
And last but not least is the man behind the modern Gaffa. Hey, Victor.
Hey, Jay. I feel like I'm 4 years old again.
Me too. Very exciting stuff. Okay. Yeah, I don't even know where to begin, so let's just go right into it. Cody is not here this week. He couldn't make it, and unfortunately, so he sends his love to our guests. But he's not here, so we'll move on without him. But first, this episode is brought to you by Ranger Stop, which is happening in November, so this is very exciting. We have Michael from Ranger Stop. Hey, Michael. How's it going?
Hey, everyone. How are you?
Oh, it's going great. Welcome to the grid. Thank you for stopping by. And
you're welcome. Thank you,
Prob. No prob. And as you know, as you've heard on our Facebook and our Twitter and our Tumblr and everything imaginable, we have two legendary Power Rangers here, like I just said earlier. And I'm going to let Ray introduce our first guest. So, Ray, who's up first?
You may better know her as Tanya Sloan, the Yellow Zeo and first Yellow Turbo Ranger. Let's all welcome Nikia Burice.
Thank you. Hey, guys. How's everybody doing?
I'm feeling dandy.
Fantastic.
Amazing.
I'm so happy that you're
I'm
here.
I'm awesome.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
And to join her, who is it, Adam? Who is our second mystery guest?
Well, she was in Mighty Morphin, became a Zero Ranger, and shifted into Turbo, all while wearing pink. She is the one and only Kat Hillard, Catherine Sutherland.
Woo! Hi, guys.
Thank you so much for being here, both of you. I'm so excited for this. You have no idea.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Having us. We always love chatting to our fans.
Yes. That's great. Okay, so what we're here to talk about is Ranger Stop. And so I wanted to get just a little bit of information from Nakia and Catherine. Like, what? I know you have several events going on at Ranger Stop, but what can you tell our listeners who don't know a lot about Ranger Stop? What do you have going on?
If you have never met a ranger before, this is definitely one of the places you need to be. There are going to be rangers upon rangers upon rangers. I have had the pleasure of being at the last 2 years, including this one. So from its inception, the two rangers are the first one, and then it just doubled the second one, and this one's going to be just as large. And you get to meet the rangers, you get pictures, you can take pictures with your phone next to rangers, you can get professional photo ops, you can get autographs, you get panels.
Yeah, the Q&A panels are awesome because you get to ask questions that mm-hmm. you've always wanted to know about behind the scenes stuff, or, you know, we try our best to answer questions about the episodes, but you guys seem to know more than we do.
Yeah, we try to keep our episode questions down.
You just don't need to try and make sense of Power Rangers, right?
Oh, it's hard enough for us trying to do it. I feel you. So I'm curious, are you guys going to do any photo ops when you're in the suits? Because I've seen Nakia, I've seen you do some in the suits.
Oh, she rocks the suit, doesn't she?
Oh,
she
looks hot.
Yes, that was amazing.
As myself, no.
Well, how come?
I don't. Me and spandex are not friends anymore. I'm 40.
Oh, 40. Come on, no. No, I'm just
kidding. Well, she's 40, but she can pull it off. No, I just, I don't know. I just haven't. I don't have a costume, and I just, I don't know. It just don't, doesn't feel right yet. Maybe one day. Maybe when I'm 60, I'll rock it.
Well, you know, I feel as soon as you put that out there, as soon as you say that, fans will be making you helmets and suits and weapons. Okay.
If someone wants to make me a suit, I will put it on. How about that?
Do it.
Oh, like,
let's start.
You heard it here first.
Not that Ranger stop. On.
Ranger Amy stop. You're 23.
I would go to see that. I want to.
Oh, thanks. I will be in my suits again at Ranger Stop, doing you know, Zio and Turbo, doing some professional photo ops, and also some at my table. Yeah.
Ooh.
That's what I need to get. Cause Zio is my favorite season, which is another reason why I'm excited you both are here.
Oh, thank you.
Zio is amazing to me, and we all love Zio. I know, well, we all do.
Yes, for sure.
So most of our questions are Zio related later on. But okay, so you also have a VIP meeting that you wanted to talk about, right?
Yes. Nikki and I have done a few of these, and they've been really successful. And it's always really nice because it's like an up close and personal experience for the fans and for us. And we always walk away feeling like really excited about it and like, oh, wow, that was a really good experience. Because people, when they're with you on that level, just open up a lot more, and they're not as embarrassed mm-hmm. to ask questions. So we get some really good questions, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. And so, yes, we're going to do another breakfast. It's going to be at the hotel, so people won't have to worry about finding the location, because it's very easy. They just come to the breakfast and then go straight into the to the convention, and we'll be giving breakfast and coffee or drinks, whatever you want, and then we'll have an 8x10 headshot signed by both of us. You get a picture up with us. And then we have all kinds of games and trivia games and prizes that we give away, and of course question and answers, and it's just fun. We hang out for about an hour and a half, and it's going to be. We actually have a special going. If you sign up by August 1st, we will give you a special rate of $85, and then after August 1st, it's going to be $100. So. Yeah.
That sounds awesome.
Mm-hmm. Well,
that's a deal. Oh my gosh.
It is a good deal.
Too, because we include a lot of things in there. We do a lot of giveaways. And I know that there's, you know, other VIPs that go on and their prices. I don't know what their prices are. But I think two Rangers. Well, I've heard of prices, but we're just going to end it there. And you get, you know, hour and a half experience. I think it's worth it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We really. We really make an effort to make it a really special, memorable experience. We've had people come back. One we do in Lexington, we had people come back again because they really enjoyed it. And it's a really fun thing. So I encourage you guys to sign up and come and join us. Yeah. It's really fun.
Come on
down. And there are places to sign up on your Facebook and stuff like that.
We are going to post. It'll be posted on both of our pages. But you can also go to Nakia's webpage, nakiabarise.com, and she'll have ticket sales there on her page too.
Okay. Yes, it'll probably be up by next week. It's not up yet, but it'll be up by next week.
Yeah, so. And we always announce it on both of our Facebook pages and Instagram and everything. But Nakia's webpage has all information about her too, so that's a good place to go.
There you go. There's all the places to look, so there's no excuse for not being at this awesome event. So if others didn't hear, listeners didn't hear, Ranger Stop is in Orlando, Florida, and is running from November 13th through the 15th of 2015. So yeah, follow Nakia and Catherine on all of their social media. But I want to ask you, Catherine, you don't have a Twitter, right?
I don't have Twitter. I keep getting bugged about it. I'll be really honest. I find it really creepy.
Hey, I don't blame you, because my followers get a little creepy too sometimes. So
I don't know, I feel like people care that much if I'm having coffee, like, having coffee, you know, or Yeah, I don't know. It would be useful to have it for conventions. That's when it, like, when I'm at a convention, it's fun. It, like, the Kia Twitters when she's at conventions. Mm-hmm. But I feel like people check my Facebook and Instagram enough that they kind of know what's going on with me anyway. Mm-hmm. I don't need to add that. I struggle enough with social media as it is. So it's so hard to keep on top of it all, you know?
And I definitely wanted to get that out there so our listeners know, people who are listening know, that you do not have an official Twitter. So if you are following one, it's not real.
I have, yes. There is a couple of really, really bad fake pages on me. I want to just say to everybody, I do not have any other accounts but Catherine Sutherland on Instagram, Catherine_Sutherland, and then Catherine Sutherland Official on Facebook. I will not be opening a Twitter. I will not be opening anything. If I do open any other accounts, I will announce it on those pages. So please stop following this person. I keep closing pages down and they keep popping up and they're negative, horrible, nasty. Mm-hmm. People, and so please don't follow.
That's a perfect message to have out there right now. Just know who you're following.
Yes.
And, especially the actors.
Yes, to friends. Like, yeah, especially actors. There's a lot of people out there that use our names to get personal information, and mm-hmm. they think, I've had friends that think it's, you know, they think they're following me, and I'm like, that is not me, you know?
That is so strange.
Some people have too much time on their hands, and it's very unkind and unnecessary. Yeah. So
we don't like that here. Mm-mm.
No, we reject that.
Yes.
On a positive note, Ranger Stop is an awesome, awesome event, and Mikey puts a lot. All of it, the Mikeys, Mikey and Rob and John, put a lot of effort into making it a really special event for everybody.
Absolutely.
And it's really worth it. And you could make a little holiday of it. You can go to Disneyland, Disney World and Universal and
Legoland.
And Legoland. Is that Legoland?
I don't know what city it's in, but yeah, there's one in Florida.
Isn't it in San Diego or like San Francisco?
Oh, no.
It's about
California. No, I'm talking
about. They have one in Orlando.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I'm up on my Lego / Power Ranger news.
30 minutes away. Wow. Okay. Well, there you go. Legoland. You have it all. Power Ranger, Legoland, Universal, Disney.
Well, for me, I'm sold. Like, that's all I need, pretty much.
And don't forget SeaWorld.
Oh my gosh.
SeaWorld out there, too.
You're going to have a good vacation.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, so let's have some fun. We're going to ask you some fun questions that we came up with.
Okay.
We're going to get back to Ranger Stop in a minute and continue with that. But we wanted to ask you some questions because we cannot pass this opportunity that you're talking to us. So we got to ask you some questions.
Okay.
So here we go. Here are the first questions. Our first question is from Adam.
I have to ask, Nakia and Catherine, what was the audition process like, you know, for each of you?
Mine was different than, I think, most of the Rangers. I didn't know that I was replacing anyone. I just knew that I was auditioning for Power Rangers. And to be perfectly honest, I didn't know what Power Rangers was because I was in school. I didn't have television. Yeah. So, but anyways, I got a call from my manager about this audition. I go to the audition. Maybe a couple of hundred girls there. And I just had sides, which is a portion of a script that they wanted me to do different scenes. And so I read it. So that was the first audition. 2 weeks later, I get a call back. And it's down to like 40 of us. And then I get another call back, and then it's down to 7 of us. Then I get another call back, it's down to 3 of us, and we're screen testing. And that's where I met Big Head here, Kat.
Big Head? See how she is?
She had an opportunity to, know who I was competing with, because I'd never met her before. But I remember feeling very, very comfortable in the scene with her. And
she was like, wow, this girl is Meryl Streep. She says it's Morphin time, it's just phenomenal.
That's what I was thinking when I was looking at Catherine. So I did this screen test with a little head to make it look. And then I got a final call, and it was down to 2 of us. And as opposed to it being an audition, it actually ended up being an interview with the executive producer of the show, Shuki Levy. And the interesting thing is, the girl that I was auditioning against, she had been on Power Rangers as a guest star. And Yeah, and so she chose that she wanted to share that with me, I guess, in a way to kind of intimidate me. Oh, well, that's great. I was not intimidated. I was like, the Lord will bless me. If this is mine, it's going to be mine. I don't care if he was on the show before.
And it was yours.
It was mine. So, yeah, so that was my audition process. How about you, Kat?
Well,
Nikia.
Yeah. Yeah. It's muffin time. I also, like Nikia, did not know the show. It had only, I think, I don't even know if it had aired in Australia. It may have just started airing in Australia. All I knew was I was auditioning for an American children's show. And I did the scene, and then the callback, I had to do a martial arts routine, which was interesting. I had my friend who was a martial artist came and helped me choreograph something. And then the third callback was, it was down to five girls, and we all met with Shuki Levy, the producer, and he just loved Australia from the first movie, so he was really eager to have an Australian on the show. And I remember he and I got along very well. And then, as I was leaving, which is very unlike me, especially as a 20-year-old girl, I said, well, Mr. Levy, I hope you make the right decision. And then I walked out and I'm like, where did that come from?
Did you turn hair flip? Like you're
I totally did a hair flip. I did. I was like, I hope you make the right decision, Mr. Levy. Yeah, I don't know where that came from, but obviously he liked me. And a few weeks later, I got a call personally from him saying that he was bringing me over. And I think it was like from there about 6 weeks to get green cards and all that stuff. And when I arrived, all of the Rangers were doing the press tour for the movie. So I was really isolated and alone for the first couple of weeks. I was really homesick. It was really hard. And then Karen just was, you know, she's a little ball of sunshine. So as soon as I met her, she just completely embraced me. And you know, we became like a family very quickly. It was awesome. But yeah, it was a big, very fast process, and like a total change in my life going from Australia to America and being alone, no family. It's crazy, but it was such a journey and such a dream come true. Really, it was amazing.
So kind of a follow-up question. You guys kind of answered it already, but kind of. So you both came into your seasons respectively. Like Catherine, for example, you came in the middle of season 3, and Nakia, you came at the beginning of Zio. And what I was curious was it, Catherine, you kind of touched on this, but like, was it hard for you to blend with the cast that were already there, or was it just like you said, like it was just you were in right away?
Yeah, you know, it was a little awkward for me and Amy Jo. I mean, even though she wanted to leave, it was uncomfortable for her. She's leaving her family. She'd been with them for 3 years.
Yeah.
And for me, knowing that I was replacing her was hard because she was so loved and so popular. And my contract even said, if I wasn't accepted, you're out of here, you know? So I was very
wow.
For the couple of months, I was like, I really have to prove myself. Oh yeah, they were like, I was on, it's like a trial almost. I was on trial to see if I would be accepted. Isn't that crazy?
Was this when you were a ranger, or when you were evil in the beginning?
In evil. Evil. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Once I became a ranger, I was fine. But I had to make sure. I was like, I have to prove myself.
While so, you were evil, if you weren't accepted?
It was like they basically were, I don't remember I'm paraphrasing, but something along the lines of that if by a certain time we can decide if it's going to work or not, kind of a thing.
Huh.
But I guess that's like that with any job. If you're, you know, they have an option to fire you. They just, Saban is not the most tactful in the way that they say things at times. But anyway, no, they were bringing me over from another country and all that stuff. I guess they just needed to make sure that they had the power on that end. But yeah, I felt very loved and accepted very quickly by the crew. And the other Rangers were wonderful. Everyone was really warm and friendly. And Amy Jo and I worked together for such a short amount of time. But in that time, she was very sweet. It was just hard. She was, if she wanted to go, it was hard for her too, you know, to give up her place, you know? So, yeah, so that was mine. What about you?
Good. Oh, yeah, go ahead, Nikia, sorry. Well, I almost cut you off.
Did you have a follow-up to Kat?
it's kind of, yeah, it's kind of a follow-up, but Ray wanted to ask it because it's following with the evilness of Kat. So go ahead.
Yes.
Should I ask that now?
Yeah, why not?
All right. Since we all love Evil Kat here, was it more fun to play Evil Kat or Good Kat? And if Kat was to ever turn evil again, how would you like write that story in? Like, what would you do to make her evil?
I really loved my storyline when I first came on. It was so much fun to be bad like that, and just the struggle she had with being good and being bad. And it was really fun. I feel like once we become Power Rangers, it's very PC, and you can't kind of, we couldn't kind of stretch beyond being good. So I really got a chance to act a little bit, which was fun. I really liked that. And as far as I always thought that they should have made her go evil again.
Oh, for sure.
Just as an episode, you know. But I would say that maybe, yeah, she just, that the spell just comes back, that she's completely rid of it. And the spell comes back, and Tommy has to kind of help her find her way back because he's dealt with it before. Something like that.
See, no, that's perfect. They could have done that.
Yeah, they could have done that. It would have been fun. My kids love the cat monster. They think that's hilarious. They love that episode.
That monster is pretty hilarious, I'll agree.
And then it was originally a fox in the Japanese version, so they needed a cat.
Did a look, yeah. But she had the lingerie on and stuff. I don't know how appropriate that was for a kid.
Oh, I didn't notice that. What was I, 8 years, 9 years old at that point? So I didn't notice that. No. So that's good. Okay, sorry, Nakia. Go ahead. You can answer that last part about how did it feel joining the cast separately.
No worries. When I got on the set, I was a little nervous because I hadn't met anyone except Kat when I did the screen test. I felt everybody was nice. I didn't have any problems. I knew Kat, kind of.
Jason Frank was messing with you a little bit.
I haven't gotten that. everyone, for the most part, was pretty nice. I hadn't met Karen either. Actually, I didn't meet Karen until, I think, a few years later. And I think I met her at an audition after I was off Power Rangers. Mm-hmm. Jason Frank, kind of tested the waters to see what, what I was made of. And I was like, oh, please, my friend. Anyway, so we'll just leave it at that. But overall, it was a really good experience. I just remember being in the office and being really excited to have this opportunity and to be able to stand there. I remember standing there looking at the command center and just saying, oh my gosh, Lord, thank you so much for this opportunity. You know, I was going to school studying acting, and to be able to already begin my professional career while I was still in school was an absolute blessing. So the journey was sweet. And when we left the show, it was very bittersweet. It was bitter because I wasn't ready to go. And I remember Catherine and I crying our face off.
I had always wondered about that because you guys seemed like you were a close-knit cast at that point.
Yeah, we were. And Nakia didn't think I'd keep in touch with her.
No, I didn't. I was like, I think this is probably going to be it. And I'm not going to see her anymore.
I harassed her. I just called her. I call her all the time and harass her.
She's really good with keeping in contact.
Yeah, but we didn't keep in touch with the rest of the cast. I think I saw Jason Frank a couple of times at auditions or something, but we didn't all kind of come back together until these conventions. And it was like a big college reunion when we saw each other. And it's so fun that we get to see each other and reconnect, because that's really, we to find each other again, So,
you all had a time in your life together, so that makes you close. Oh, yeah, I see that.
We are very close. We used to fight like brothers and sisters, but
definitely.
Yeah.
There were some moments.
But it all worked out.
So, okay, my next question is for Nakia, and I have to know this because I don't know if you've seen any of my Facebook posts or anything, but your Stick Together part from Song Sung Yellow is my favorite Power Rangers song ever, pretty much.
Mine too.
Thank you.
And I'm just curious, how was it filming that? Like that music video you did in the beginning of the episode? Was it?
Oh my
It was so much fun. It was so much fun. You know, I'd just gotten on the show, and I had a lot more storylines for my character in Zio than I did for, you know, for Turbo. And for them to focus that episode on me and to go out to these various locations and then to go into the recording studio and record that song. And that one shot when I'm standing on top of that huge rock in the ocean, I was really standing on a huge rock in the ocean. It was cold. But it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. I was really nervous about it all, about it being focused on me and, you know, singing and all of that stuff. But I think it turned out really well.
It did. I, like I said, I love it. And you really brought it to town with that
Thank
song.
You.
So.
Can I ask you a follow-up?
Let's stick together.
That's Meryl Streep.
That's Meryl Streep. For now and forever.
We're going to have a dance party up in here now. Okay, so kind of a follow-up question, but this one's for Catherine, and this is from Adam.
Yes.
Catherine, you had to sing too. How was it performing Angel with Karen Ashley?
Yeah, my song wasn't quite as fun as Nakia's.
Jeez.
Angel Grove the juice High. Bar.
I'm still haunted by Angel Grove High. And that scarf. What was with the scarf I had to wear? Oh, the scarf.
Blame wardrobe.
Yeah, wardrobe. Interesting choice. Karen and I had to go into a recording studio to record that. How funny is that to record Angel Grove High? I was really nervous to sing that. I really was. That was, I mean, I was a singer, but I was a little uncomfortable with the song.
Was it the words or the melody or what?
Let's face it. Come on. It's
yeah,
cheesy.
I know. Yeah. Totally. Yeah.
With a capital C.
How did that
go? How does it go? We're going something.
Angel Grove High.
Something at Angel Grove. All the limits. I can't even remember the words. The road Angel Grove.
You know, like when you don't know the words of a song and you're singing, you're like, yeah, it's
Angel Grove.
Make them up as you go.
it was basically her and I in the episode had written the school song and we won. So we had to perform it. And, you know, the true reason I was embarrassed is Jason Frank and Johnny, the big head, were just totally teasing us. And in the audience, you didn't see them, what they were doing to us while we were singing on the stage. It was really hard to not laugh. But, no, it was fun. I look back on everything in that show and just smile because it was all so fast, but now we have it, it's forever memorialized, that time of my life. And it's just, I just smile when I think back. I'm like, wow, what an amazing experience to have played a superhero on a children's show and to have made so many people happy. And it was a real gift, a true gift.
I always say that I love superheroes who can fight in heels and a skirt.
Oh, and, yeah.
Yeah, and female Power Rangers can do that.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Like girly and fierce at the same time.
Right. Okay, so we have another question, and this is where are we now? Okay, this is another one from Adam. Not Adam.
Yep.
Excuse me, this one's from Ray. God, I'm not even doing this right. Okay, yeah. Ray,
this is kind of another one pertaining to singing. Nakia, we know that there was a whole episode dedicated to you singing all your lines in the episode Another Song and Dance. How was that like, singing all your lines in that episode?
That was so much fun!
Another Zio favorite for me.
Yes, I love that episode.
Another Song and Dance with Jason David Frank. He was so nervous.
He was.
Oh my gosh, he was so nervous. He's like, I can't sing. I was like, it doesn't matter. They don't care about your singing voice. It's just, you're under a spell. So just, once we turn him on, you could not turn him off. When the cameras were not on, we would be by the craft. I remember standing by the craft service getting something to eat, and he was like, Nakia, would you like one of these? it was great. It was a really great episode.
I can really see that happening too.
Yeah, he definitely got into it.
Yes, he did. It was cute.
Yeah, we laughed a lot when we were filming that. I remember.
Yeah. I don't even know if I'd be able to continue filming that episode because I would be laughing the whole time, too.
Me too.
Oh, we were, for sure. We had to do many takes.
Okay, so up next is our first question from Victor. Sorry, Victor.
Hey. Go ahead. So my question, hi guys, my question is about the Turbo Zeo transition. It was a little weird the way that Zeo just kind of stopped and Turbo began.
Yeah.
So my question is basically, if there was no Turbo, if it was just Zeo was getting ending, how would you guys have liked to have seen it end? Do you think it got a proper ending? Was there ever talk for more of a proper ending? Like, what was going on with the Zeo finale?
The movie basically just introduced Turbo. Mm-hmm. Like, that was the end of Zeo and the beginning of Turbo. They ran out of footage is the real reason. Mm-hmm. They had no more Zeo footage. So it was supposed to just be bigger and better. Turbo was bigger and better and more power than Zeo. So I don't know. I don't know. I mean, they never explained the Machine Empire. Like, I don't know why they didn't wrap it up more. But I think that kind of led into how the show became for the rest of the mm-hmm. time. It's mm-hmm. been like a season and then the next season. Like, they're all very separate. So, I don't really know. How would you guys like to end it?
Well, one thing, I always tell these guys this, so they're probably tired mm-hmm. of saying it. But there's a part in Zeo where Zordon says that the Zeo crystal gains more power as time continues. So right. If your Zeo powers are technically still intact, the Zeo powers are currently the most powerful Rangers in history because right. they continue to grow each year.
Right. Oh, yes.
But I'm a Zeo fanboy, so you don't know.
He's a big one.
Yeah. So.
Well, obviously they weren't, because remember when I was turning into I was morphing and I crash into the water and I stopped morphing. I don't know why.
Ray and I have an argument about this every time we talk about it.
I always say the Zeo crystal is made out of like
rock salt.
Rock salt, and it fizzes in water.
And I get all mad. No, it's powerful. Leave them alone.
Nothing makes sense on the show.
Let's see. The next question is from me. Yay. And it's to both of you. So what do you think are Kat and Tanya's defining moments in both of your tenure on the show? Something that little girls will look up to. What would you say is that kind of moment for you, your character?
I think there are a few. I can't remember them all because I'm old. But,
that's okay.
I remember when we did the baseball episode with Sean and the whole cheating thing and standing up for doing what's right. I think Power Rangers in a whole just kind of stood, you know, there were a lot of, what are those things called? Public service announcements that we had to do to teach children, you know, the right things and morals and bullying and all of that stuff. So I think as a whole, the episodes really cater to building people's self-esteem, children's self-esteem, and letting them know that they can do anything. They can be empowered to become anyone and to do anything that they so well please. To this day, I get letters from fans that tell me what Power Rangers meant to them. I think just the messages in itself, and the fact that I was a superhero, an African American superhero, for a lot of African American people, girls and boys, it really meant a lot for them to see someone that looked like them mm-hmm. saving the world.
And it's true. So a lot of us were saying this about the current season, Dino Charge. Like, a lot of us are saying that about Shelby, who's the current Pink Ranger.
Yeah, right.
And she's that's cute. Important. Yeah,
yeah,
love her.
Yeah, she's adorable. Yeah, for me, my character had a lot of integrity, and she was very, very feminine, but very independent. And I really liked that about her as a person. Mm-hmm. She was very humble too, and I think that's important to teach kids. Like, even if you're really exceptional at something, don't make other people feel bad because they're not as good as you at something, or you know, that kind of thing. And then the episode that always sticks out to me was Wait and See, because I really related to that as a young girl myself, you know, as a dancer, the struggle with your self-image and, you know, not comparing yourself to others and all of that. And I felt like that episode was so important to teach girls, you know, to stay true to who you are and to not compromise who you are. And I loved that they addressed that, you know, like mm-hmm.
you know, I was not eating in that episode. She stopped eating because she thought she was overweight, you know? So,
And I don't think we've ever seen such a storyline.
No, it was very mature storyline, but you know what? Little girls are dealing with that younger than teenagers. And, it should be addressed, you know? So, I really loved that. And it really resonated with me because I remember as a dancer, some of my dance teachers were very cruel. I remember being 13 and I'd lost, you know, I'd gone through a little growth spurt and I'd lost a lot of weight and my dance teacher saying, I like what I see. And to a 13-year-old girl, like that's really messes with your head.
Yeah.
So I think that was a really good message.
Yes. Wow. I think so too.
Was that Zio or Turbo?
That was Turbo. That was actually Turbo. Wait and see. Yeah.
And you had those awesome overalls on that we all
wore. Oh, my overalls. Yeah.
Yes.
I do remember the overalls.
I used to wear overalls. I used to rock the overalls.
Oh, well, I did too.
Yeah, me too, to be honest.
That was with the turtleneck.
That was a bad.
And shoulder pads.
Yes, the shoulder pads were awesome.
Okay, next question. This one is from Ray.
This question is for Nakia. We all know that Tanya got like a really bad boyfriend early on.
Yeah, you kind of touched on that a second ago.
Yeah. What do you think that Tanya like had a relationship with this guy for so long? Because it lasted like a few episodes early into Zio.
Also, kudos to Tanya for getting a boyfriend in the third episode.
Yeah, I mean, it's really early, right? After she gets her power, she gets a boyfriend.
She's like, I need a man.
I guess so. But I was like,
talk about a power up.
How come your question was why did they stay a couple so long, you said?
Yeah, why did they stay a couple so long? Because he kind of seemed like he was a little shady.
Yeah, shady, right. Sean.
Always trying to get you to do, Tanya to do something she shouldn't be doing.
I mean, he was cheating on tests. He kind of judged you on the baseball team because you were a girl.
Right.
So on and so forth.
See, you're bringing back memories that I don't even remember everything, but I just now remember all of that.
And he was actually very nice, I remember.
Oh, yeah, and very nice. He was.
Yeah.
I think it brought it to heart, to be honest. I mean, I think that in general, that's what people go through. You get boyfriends that are just a hot bowl of mess. Mm-hmm. And then some people have enough power within to know that they shouldn't be inside of a relationship like that, and they decide to step out. And I think it's great, because I think that if she would have been the all-American girl, oh my gosh, she's horrible from the very beginning, and it wouldn't be real. It's not necessarily realistic, you know?
Yeah.
This is something that people in life could identify with. And I think that that's really great. It wasn't a long period, not too long, but long enough to say, oh my gosh.
To say, oh my gosh, like I me. Like Adam instead.
I ship that. I ship that.
Most of us do, yeah. Mm. I agree on that, yeah. Well, I don't know if you and Johnny were doing it on purpose, but your characters were giving each other the looks, like the eyes, you know what I'm saying?
No, they insinuate. They were insinuating.
They hung out a lot.
A lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get asked that too. Like, why didn't Adam and Tanya hook up? Why didn't da-da-da-da-da? I was like, you know, it was completely up to the writers and the creators of the show and all of that stuff. But yeah, that would have been interesting. That would have been really, really cool, I think.
Yeah, interracial relationship as well. Like, yeah.
Zio and Turbo were already writing those storylines that were different and even different now.
Yeah. So.
So, okay, our next question, I'm very excited to hear the answers to. And this one's from Victor.
Okay. So I'm sure you guys might have seen these videos from YouTube channel Bat in the Sun, where Tommy, the Green and White Ranger, beats up and fights Scorpion from Mortal Kombat and Ryu from Street Fighter. Uh-huh. And they're like really just high quality, like little fun action films about, you know, pitting two random characters together.
Uh-huh.
Would you guys ever be interested in doing something like that, where you get to beat up some superheroine or supervillainess? And B, who would you guys like to fight?
Oh, ooh. That would be fun.
Yeah.
I would love that. I would like to fight Black Widow or Wonder Woman.
Oh, good one.
Ooh, yeah, good choices.
Yes.
I would like to fight the Hulk.
Hey. I like that answer.
Okay.
I love the Hulk. He's hilarious. Black Widow. She's awesome. Black Widow's, I love that character.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's definitely what we need to see next from Bat in the Sun, is a female Power Ranger fighter.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on, sure. Come on, man.
Yeah, I agree with you.
All right, Bat in the Sun, let's do this.
Okay, our next question is from Adam.
What were some of your favorite moments from the set? I mean, like, behind-the-scenes stuff.
All the laughs, some of the pranks, some of the bloopers, us falling, some of the tender moments that we shared. I remember, and I brought this up a couple of times, but you know, Jason and I on set would have definite moments, like brother sister moments, where I just
wanted to
stab him in the neck with a pencil? String. And then there were other times where I was just like, wow, Jay, thank you so much for your help. One in particular, I was dating this guy. And we were in a kind of a Tanya Sean relationship. And I came to set and I was really distraught because I was really angry about something that I had found out. And Jason was so consoling and really, really cared about what had happened. And so he would even stop production so that...
you could get it together.
To make sure that I was okay. He'd be like, oh, wait, guys, she's not okay. And I will never forget that. Like, he really had my back that day, and it really stood out to me. So I would say the tender moments that we had, the moments that we had in our set, in our trailers, just talking and, yeah, you know, conversing and just hanging out. And even when we just went out to dinner and things like that,
yeah,
was just a lot of fun.
Yeah, and... I obviously loved doing the TV show, but I loved doing the movie. And one thing that stands out in my mind is when we were doing the Ghost Galleon stuff, we were filming at night, which was really fun. And Johnny had a camera and we were like doing like little scenes and stuff and running around. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Running around the docks. And then when we were at the some like, I don't know, it was felt like it was supposed to be the jungle, but it wasn't. it was like some person's yard, like a farm almost or something. But we were like, we were doing our little videos and stuff, and it was so much fun. And yeah, that would be interesting if he could find it.
Yeah.
But yeah, stuff like that. And again, just sitting, you know, in between shots, sitting with, I was very close to the makeup artists and the wardrobe girls, and I really miss them. Like, you know, you spend so much time with people, and then we left and didn't keep it. It ended very abruptly for us, and it was very awkward and uncomfortable, and some crew were staying and some were leaving, and then there was these new cast members they had to connect to, and it was all very awkward. And so we didn't really keep in touch with everybody, and through Facebook and Instagram, thank goodness. So I've reconnected with a few of them. But yeah, that kind of stuff was special. You know, it's like high school. It's the same kind of thing. You have these people that you spend all this time with, and then they're out of your life, and it's like a new season, you know?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Adam has another question. Adam?
Get into character mode, both of you. I have to ask this question. In today's time, what do you think Kat and Tanya are doing?
I think Kat would be either working with UNICEF or the Peace Corps or something like that. She's she was such a humanitarian and very invested in the state of the world and giving back. So I think she'd be doing like missionary work or something like that.
That's my headcanon.
I like that.
I think Tanya would go back to her roots in singing because she gave up her singing contract early in Zio to save the world and continue her mission with the Power Rangers. I think she would go back to the things that she loved. And
would she get her South African accent back, do you think?
No. That would never
That was great. That was amazing.
We had a long talk about
that,
too.
Yeah, we were trying to figure that out. Because you brought it up when you first started the show that she came on with a slight accent in that first episode. You had a slight accent.
No, they told me that I didn't. They told me not to have one.
When you first, like, yeah, that's what I'm saying. She wanted to have the accent, and they said no.
So, well, Eli said, he said that he had watched one of the fans. I should have known this, but he went back and looked at some of the Mighty Morphin episodes and discovered, which I haven't discovered it yet, but he said he discovered that Tanya and her family were actually visiting Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And were actual Americans, so I wouldn't have had an accent.
Okay. I like that explanation.
So that makes sense. But I think Tanya would be singing, and I think she'd also be teaching it to kids as well, so giving back to the community in that way. That's what I think she'd be doing, and she might be married to Adam.
Oh, boy.
Mrs. Parker. Tanya Park. Yeah.
Yes.
Or would it be hyphenated?
Yes, it would be hyphenated.
Because she's an independent woman.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, our next question for both of you again. how did you both get started in the convention circuit? Like, what was your first con experience like?
A guy called JC contacted me through Facebook and said that there was an anime convention in Los Angeles and would I be interested? And there was other rangers doing it. And I was like, what other rangers? And he said, Steve and Blake and if I knew anyone else. And so I mentioned it to Nakia and she was like, a convention? What's a convention? We were like, what the hell is that? So, anyway, I said, I don't have, what am I supposed to do? He said, oh, you know, you can sell your pictures and stuff. I said, I don't have any pictures. So he made me up a really cool picture. And Nakia, we took like some old headshots we had and stuff like that. And she went down on the Friday ahead of me and she was like texting me going, oh my gosh, Kat, this is crazy. There is so many people here. And I'm like, what? and she goes, there's people asking to meet you. And I said, no. And she's like, I'm serious. So I get there and it was like thousands of people. And people like standing in line waiting to meet us. I just had my son. So I was like in mummy land. And I was really surprised at how many fans we still had. And it was a really fun experience. And really overwhelming. And then we met Scott Zillner, who runs Paramorphicon there.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, would you guys be interested in doing Paramorphicon? And he kind of explained to us what that was. And so we did that. And then we just started meeting more people through the different conventions we were doing, or different people would contact us on Facebook, or like another ranger would say, hey, will you guys do this convention with me? And it just kind of built from there. And now I probably do maybe maximum of 10 a year. Nakia, we're probably about the same.
Yeah,
Karen and Walter and David and Austin do like 30 a year. They're great. But I just can't. We have children to take care of. But it's always, you know, every time we go, her and I say to each other, what a blessing this is, like to be able to travel and meet fans, and that people still want to know who we are. And it's really a gift, you know?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So we're enjoying ourselves.
And then we're looking forward to the Ranger stop.
Woo-hoo!
Yay.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo!
Last year, that was the first time Kat had gone.
Yeah,
she got a chance to experience Orlando.
Yes,
and we also Mikey somehow hooked it up with a friend where we were able to go to Universal, and that was so much. So we were just rangers loose at Universal. It was just
I missed out on that,
yeah,
unfortunately.
Kat missed out on that, but we had fun.
Yes, we did.
Love it.
While I was at the airport, they were sending me pictures. I was like, yeah.
You and I will go this year. We'll leave.
Oh, yay. Yeah.
I will be in a bag.
You can come.
Coming.
You're invited.
Coming. Okay, so we got, who we have another one from? Victor?
Okay, my next question is, what is like the most like commonly asked thing that fans will ask you at con? What's like the number one thing they always ask you to say? And what are some of your most like favorite lines from the shows?
My question that I get asked at every convention and sometimes in my Q&A, which season did you like the most, Zio or Turbo, and why?
Yeah.
I skipped that question too. Okay, answer. Go, Nikita.
I also asked that question. And so I'll answer it again. I enjoyed them both for different reasons. I loved Zio because it was my first season and I had a lot more storylines. Turbo because we got a chance to fight. And I loved the fighting because whenever you see us in the suits and with the helmets on, those are stunt guys fighting. And Turbo is where we were actually able to fight.
Yeah.
You know, outside of our suits. So that was a lot of fun for me.
Yeah. Yeah, that hands down is the number one question we get asked, other than can you do your morph? Mm-hmm. And right, the answer to that most of the time is I get it wrong. I messed that up. I had to have a fan show me how to do it again because I forgot. But that's okay. I now know, so I feel more confident now.
Wait, do you know all three of them?
Yes. Well, the Pink Ranger Power one is easy. I just put my hand behind my back and right, say Pink Ranger Power and then Ninja Ranger Power now. But then when we hold the morpher, that I kept messing that up. You know, when we say it's morphin time, we put the thing out. Yeah, I used to mess up the hands on that.
So you
and
know
then
Turbo?
I know Turbo now.
So you're gonna have to show me Turbo.
That is hard.
You got to do
the steering wheel or something like that.
Yeah, the steering wheel. You know, Jason Frank made that up.
Really?
They just said they were like, come up with something. And he was like, well, we're driving cars. And he just came up with it in like 5 minutes. So, but you know how hard with Zio and with Turbo, how hard it was to connect the Xenizers, first of all. And then Turbo, we had many keys in the arm many times. I missed the hole.
Ow.
You know, because you had to get it right in that little hole on the side of the thing. So, yeah. So, anyway. And my favorite seasons, to answer that, I loved all of them again for different reasons. I loved my introduction to the show, and I loved the Mighty Morphin. You know, I loved all of that. I liked the costumes. I liked Rita and Lord Zedd and the Tengas and all of that. And then Zio, I really loved the storylines in Zio. I thought that they were really focused on morals and actually giving a message to the kids in that season. But I didn't like the Machine Empire. I thought they were really irritating. And then they really bugged me. The whole thing was just weird. That little King Mondo's son, whatever his name was.
Sprocket.
How annoying is he? And then I also with Kia, I loved that we got to do civilian fighting again in Turbo. And I actually really liked some of the storylines with Justin. It was kind of fun to have a kid on the set because it brought Kat's nurturing side out a little bit more. I had a lot of like little brother moments with him. And I liked that. I thought that was a good thing for the kids to see that dynamic. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
So next question is kind of funny. I like this question because I wrote it. Ray, go ahead, ask.
Looking back on Zio and Turbo, how do you feel about the way your characters were dressed?
Because we always have this debate, okay? Because for example, this is why I ask, because in the beginning, like when the wardrobe kind of changed between Mighty Morphin, Zio, and Turbo.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, for example, Kat was... Her wardrobe changed in Zio. Like, she had a lot more cute outfits on, skirts.
You thought I was cute in Zio?
I did!
Oh, I thought I looked hideous.
Oh, like, no.
So, I just recently sent
neon me pink.
The neon pink corduroy skirt with a black long sleeve turtleneck and black opaque tights and black Mary Janes.
That time? Yeah, okay. I'll give you
not
that one.
Not a good look. Not a good look.
But I was like, okay, were you guys like, were you okay with the wardrobe or were you like, this looks really bad?
No, for the most part, I was fine with whatever they put me in. And they would ask us, you know, certain things. I mean, it had to have our color in it, but I had a lot more say in Turbo. I felt like I had a lot more say in what I got to wear. Like they would say, what do you think? We're going to go shopping for you. What do you want? You know? So, but my wardrobe in Mighty Morphin, when that first outfit, I'm like, I didn't want to say anything. I was like, I can't say that it looks hideous, but it really does. Like a high waisted jeans with the pale pink t-shirt
I remember
that outfit,
tacky like vest. Yeah, terrible.
Well, I mean, there were some parts in Zio where they improved, like, what you were wearing, and then there were some parts not so much. So that's why I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't have a problem so much with all of my clothes, except when we were doing the movie and we had on those short shorts in the middle of the ocean freezing our badonkas off.
Yes.
But my hair, you know?
No good?
Yeah, not good. Not good at all. That was more, and I didn't feel like I had the power to say anything about my, like, I didn't want to come across as a diva or anything like that and be like, I really don't like my hair. So I just went with it and was like, yeah, this is nice.
She particularly liked the horns that they gave her in when she had her curly hair. They gave her, like, these two barrette horns.
Oh, yeah.
Right on my forehead.
Yes.
I was like, wow. Oh, is not cute.
Not cute.
It's a good thing you're so pretty. You pulled it off.
So sweet. No.
All right. So we have one more question from us.
Okay. So we have been asking you about one of our favorite shows, and I'm sure you guys get nothing but questions about people's favorite show, Power Rangers. I want to know what your favorite show was growing up. What was your favorite, like, Saturday morning cartoon? Something that you just had to miss every episode, or you could watch it over and over again. Why was it your favorite? And do you ever, like, rewatch it now as an adult?
I used to love the Jetsons, and okay. I loved the Smurfs, and I absolutely loved She-Ra and He-Man as well.
Oh my gosh, we She-Ra. Love the same shows.
Yeah.
Shows.
Yeah.
And Fraggle Rock.
Fraggle Rock, yes. I loved Fraggle Rock. And I used to love all the cartoons. And what was the second part of the question?
Why were they your favorites? And do you, like, rewatch them now or revisit them at all as an adult today?
My kids watch them. My kids are really into Looney Tunes and Tom and Jerry, so that's just taking me back. But you know what? They've done a new Looney Tunes, and it's terrible.
It's like more adult-oriented than anything.
Yeah, and if I have to hear Daffy Duck say shut up one more time or stupid, I'm going to throw the television through the wall. But it's fun to see your kids enjoy the shows that you watched, for sure. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Well, I haven't seen a remake of He-Man or She-Ra, because I loved that show, Fraggle Rock, Smurfs. So I have enjoyed the Smurf movies. They're cute. A lot of the shows that I watched as a kid are not necessarily around anymore. I was one of the probably few people not into Sesame Street, so... Yeah, I didn't watch Sesame Street. Like, you know, I remember bringing that up to some other, you didn't watch Sesame Street? I was like, no, it was not a fan of mine. So yeah, a lot of the shows that I watched are not around anymore. Was Transformers out then, the cartoon?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. I love seeing the movies. Like, I love the Transformer movies. They are so good to me. Except, I think it was the third one. I don't know. The one where Megan Fox wasn't in it?
Mm-hmm. Third one.
you liked that better?
No, I didn't enjoy it as much.
That was Mark Wahlberg, right?
No. Oh, I liked that
one. Oh, okay.
That wasn't Mark Wahlberg. That was when...
Was that Shia LaBeouf?
Yeah, when Shia LaBeouf... the girlfriend, the model one with the blonde hair.
Oh.
Yeah, for some reason I didn't like it as much. And I'm not saying it's because Megan Fox wasn't in it. It was just, I don't know, the storyline wasn't as good to me, as believable. And then, yeah.
Did you used to watch Bewitched and I Dream of Jeannie? That was my other two favorites.
Oh my gosh, I liked that too.
I loved Bewitched.
I used to watch the Carol Burnett.
Mr. Ed.
Oh, Carol Burnett.
I loved the Carol Burnett show, and I would stand up in front of my family, and I would create these characters and make them laugh, be old ladies, and yeah, it was great.
Aww. you're the African-American Carol Burnett.
I am. Absolutely.
Well, so before we run out of time, before we have to let you go, I just wanted to ask you one question, or Nakia specifically, because I had to ask this question before you go. If I didn't ask, I would never live with myself. So this is a fan-submitted question, but it's totally appropriate. During Zio, during A Season to Remember, it was the Christmas episode, and you say, "Hello, who made you Holiday Monitor?" Which is my favorite line of Tanya's ever.
Mine too.
We were all angry at each other or something in that episode.
Yeah. You were all trying to do your different cultures for Christmas or whatever, and yeah. Oh my gosh, and the question is, Was that hand gesture you did, was that in the script, or did you ad-lib that yourself? Or did you do that yourself?
I did it myself.
Okay, I love it. I just had to know that.
Who did you say it to?
I don't remember.
Me?
Who did I say it to, guys?
I think it was Rocky. I want to say Rocky.
Yeah, no. it was Rocky.
Yeah, and then Rocky had to leave with his tamales right after that.
I have to get my tamales and get right out of here.
Yeah. All right, well, it looks like we've run out of time with our favorite ladies here, so it's time to say goodbye to them. But I wanted to say thank you so much for being on the grid. You are our first Power Rangers ever on our show, and I just can't thank you enough for coming.
Oh, well, thank
That's
you.
That's really special. Thank you so much.
No, thank you, guys.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And again, get your Ranger Stop tickets, everybody. We can't wait to meet you.
Yes.
Get out.
And
there.
The VIP dinner, VIP breakfast that we're having. The tickets are going to be going on sale next week. They're for the first 10 people that purchase their tickets. They're $85 up until August 1st. After that, they will be $100, but they include a lot of things. So thank you so much. I hope to meet you guys one day.
So, yeah, I mean, we all need to go to the con, any con.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
that definitely would be great.
And we will all remind you we were from the grid that one time you had the best interview ever.
Okay, yay!
All right, thanks, Nakia. Thanks,
Catherine. Thank you, Nakia.
Thank you, guys.
Have a good one. Thank you, Catherine and Nakia.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
All right, Michael.
Yes,
are you
sir.
Still there? Cool.
Yes.
All right, so let's talk a little bit more about Ranger Stop. We can just, I mean, we can, we have the guests. Lots and lots of guests, especially the full SPD cast. So that's amazing. Michael, what do you want to, like, what other information do we need to know about Ranger Stop? Our listeners need to know. We'll talk about this in a second. I mean, I'm very impressed you have the full SPD cast. That is amazing.
Thank you. we actually tried to bring another couple SPD guests, but they were a lot of overseas, you know, living internationally and currently on projects. So we moved forward, and now we broke our original 15 guest maximum, and we're looking at 20, probably 22 guests at this point. So
nice.
We're going to be Ranger loaded at the show. So
for our listeners, if you didn't know, you should go to their website, rangerstop.com. And well, here are some of the amazing guests they have. They got Steve Cardenas. They got both Catherine and Nakia that we just talked to. Christopher Kamen Lee. All of our favorites, Melody Perkins. Danny Slavin, which is Adam's favorite. We got Sean C.W. Johnson, Rhett Fisher, Dan Selberth, and Woo! Ciara Hanna. Woo-hoo! That is really a great lineup. Adam, you had a question for Michael. Go ahead, ask him.
Yeah, what got you to start Ranger Stop to begin with? Like, was it because Morphicon was like only every 2 years?
Well, also that, and mostly it was that we're on the other side of the country, and you know, as Rangers, Power Rangers, the franchise started to near their 20th anniversary. Mm-hmm. I'm a vendor at conventions. I set up at conventions. I did my own toy and comic conventions from 2005 to 2010. So I always did Comic Cons. I ran them. I sold at them. So as the years progressed, you would start seeing more cosplayers of Power Rangers and T-shirts, and the Legacy Collection came out. So there was definitely a need for, you know, another convention on the other side of the country. So Ranger Stop was born. And
each year you guys get bigger, right?
Yeah, we started.
So far, I've seen you get bigger every year.
Right. We started year one with 6 guests.
Yeah.
And year two, we had 16.
And we talked about this earlier, but like our former co-host Shelby went to the first one, and I remember she wouldn't shut up about it. She was so amazed with it. So she had a great time.
that's very good to hear. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. So I mean, first of all, like a lot of the listeners might not have heard of Ranger Stop, but can you tell them where to find you on Facebook and your website, that kind of thing?
Yes, definitely. The website is rangerstop.com. The fan page on Facebook is actually the same, rangerstop.com. The Twitter is rangerstop_convention, and Instagram is rangerstop_conventions, I believe. Yes, and that's nice. Where you can find us.
Nice. So, yeah, go to rangerstop.com and get your tickets. If you didn't hear the last 3 times I said it, Ranger Stop is from November 13th through the 15th. In Orlando, Florida. So I guess that
Also,
yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, we have many panels. We have the 18 and up After Dark panel. that Susan and Mel host. We have the 2-hour VIP dinner Saturday night. We are working on doing a Ranger party with Alpha 5 being the DJ. So we're working on that.
Oh, that sounds so cool.
Not Alpha 5 the actor, but Alpha 5, you like know.
The suit or the guy is named Alpha 5?
Yeah, like, you know.
Either way.
A replica of Alpha 5.
Oh, okay. DJ, all right.
That's Power fun. Ranger that's party. Fun.
I think that's fun.
Mm-hmm. Rangers and Rangers and villains dancing in the middle, doing some special talents and dances and all that in the middle of the party. So we have a lot of stuff planned. We still have 5 months to go. We work on this from morning to night. Mike Valdez, Jonathan, and myself, we're obsessed with Ranger Stop. We are obsessed with making it an amazing weekend for everybody. And we appreciate, you know, all the support, everyone that travels in, everyone that comes in from, you know, Florida, around the country. Mm-hmm. We even have a large group of people that come from the UK now to our show. Oh, so nice. It's just been, it's been great from watching it grow from year one to year three now.
Yeah. Well, I will definitely be sure to post all of the links to your Twitter and everything in the description and stuff like that so everybody can see it. And once again, like, thank you so much for, you know, bringing Nakia and Catherine to us. That was awesome.
Of course. Thank you. Thank you guys for putting this together and for supporting us.
Anytime. And I'll make sure to share when you announce new guests. So I'll share it on Morphin Legacy.
We'll have one next week.
All right. We'll start spreading the word. Oh, we're excited now. All right. Well, I guess that's it for this special episode. Do you guys have anything else to say? Adam, Victor, Ray?
No.
Are you still in awe? Like, what do you want to say about interviewing them? Wow, that was really fun.
That was a blast.
That was fantastic.
This is awesome.
This was great. So, and it's all thanks to Ranger Stop. So, again, thank you, Ranger Stop, for providing all that. That was fantastic.
Thank you so much.
Last but not least, things for the cast. We just hit 700 likes on our Facebook page, so that's very exciting. So, make sure to keep liking the page. Follow us on Twitter and Tumblr. I think that's it. So for this epic episode, that's it. Everybody say goodbye.
Bye.
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 Thank you for listening to The Grid. Be sure to follow all of the hosts on Tumblr, Twitter, Facebook, or on their individual sites described within the description. On behalf of all of The Grid hosts, we hope you listen in next week. Thank you, and may the power protect you.
ご覧のスポンサーの提供でお送りしました。